This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
Well, today the University of Nottingham welcomed the He for She campaign onto campus with a special event at the Keaton Auditorium. The university hosted talks from senior university staff, students' union representatives, representatives from UN Women, and the Telegraph Women's editor Emma Barnett as part of the hashtag GetFreeTour, an initiative designed to encourage students, staff and public to explore gender issues. The event has generated lots of buzz around university and is getting lots of people discussing what role men have to play in the campaign for gender equality. Do we think that men are taking a more active role in the fight for gender equality?
Well, I was just at the He for She event and I thought it was really interesting because it was all very male-centred. It was all about, not all about, there was obviously women there, women present, but there was a lot of men there who were sort of maybe, it was a bit too focused on them. Like there was a video at the beginning which sort of was all men saying, I am a he for she, I believe in gender equality. And for something that was about gender equality, I personally thought it was a little bit odd to have a video completely all men, like there was no women there. And I think maybe the emphasis is being a little bit, I don't know, a bit too much on men, because it's all about, oh, the men are supporting, yeah, it, where actually it's like, yeah, actually it's gender equality, so should we get some women speaking?
It's like they're going down a get men involved by any means kind of route, which undermines the whole campaign in general, really.
It would seem to be, yeah, slightly defeating the point if it's all based on, if it's all the speakers and all the video, it's all men. But is it worth, if that's the price for this campaign we have to pay to get more men involved in the feminism campaign, in the wave of feminism, the next campaign, is it worth you making this campaign, I don't want to say a write-off, but a bit break from tradition, as it were?
I would agree that definitely it might be needed. I think most of the boys sort of my age would never describe themselves as a feminist, despite the fact that they probably are them. If you believe in the basic equality between the sexes, you are a feminist. But I think a lot of boys do have problem grasping this, so a campaign like this is probably necessary, despite the fact that it might take a lot of attention away from what the actual feminist movement means.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of stigma around the word feminism in general as well. I think people are reluctant to use it. Even like some girls I've spoken to are reluctant to use feminism because it implies for women rather than for both sexes. Yeah, I think as the campaign is really promoting being like inclusive, like gender equality, I think feminism itself is trying to become more inclusive as to who it attracts. So they're really just trying to get men on board and realise it's not a scary word. It does not mean, and even for women too, it does not mean that you are a man-hater. I think there was a period of time where some girls felt like they were rejecting feminism and making an effort to be like one of the boys. I'm not a feminist. I'm not proud to be a feminist. And I think it's a good thing. It's installing kind of a pride for men to be feminists as well.
I think that's a really good point in that a lot of women were sort of, I feel like people were either, especially before He for She and sort of maybe in the last couple of years, girls were either sort of, yes, I'm a feminist, I think it's fantastic, or they would really distance themselves, yeah, from it and be like, no, which is bad because essentially feminism is gender equality. Yeah. But because of those connotations with it, a lot of people, like Emma Jameson, myself included, would be like, no, like, that's not me. Whereas now I think with the emergence of gender equality and sort of almost like, not a redefinition of feminism, but just looking at it from a different angle, I think it has really worked. And not only getting men involved, but also getting those girls who were maybe a little bit hesitant about calling themselves feminists and stating that, yeah, I believe in this. And I think it's done really well in bringing that about as well.
Well, one question I did want to ask was about something that we discussed a lot last year, because it was a very controversial topic, which was the emergence of things such as all women shortlists. Now, we don't have, this isn't a political, it was mostly in a political context, but do we think that the fact that people are now starting to use terms like gender equality more so than feminism, and the idea that it was promoting one gender over the other, this putting people off, do you think it's better that we're moving away from this positive discrimination, or is positive discrimination still a good thing?
I think without doubt it's better that we're moving away from that, because gender equality is for both sexes, and you've got to remember men experience sexism just as much as women do, just in different contexts, and maybe it's just not something we recognise.
I think it's interesting. I think we are moving away in a sense from positive discrimination, but at the end of the day, like, it is still there. Like, I think there were some really there were some really interesting points at the talk which came up, and in which a girl said, yes, I don't want positive discrimination, I don't want to be treated differently because of my gender, but at the end of the day, is it right for me to, if I'm a 14-year-old girl, is it right for me to want to go out at 9 o'clock in the evening in a short skirt and a crop top, and my father to not go, no, you're not wearing that, you cannot walk around in the dark in that outfit? And it's things like that which are like, it's not positive discrimination, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's proving that it is still there. Like, you are always going to be, I think, treated slightly differently because of your gender, and it's not because the genders aren't equal, but I think it is just the differences in sort of perception.
It's interesting you mentioned the father doing that, because I think one thing that I've noticed is that all the campaigns that I've seen, the literature, the audio, the visual, has been more trying to say a lot of things in places like the role of parenting, that the mother and the father do these things just as often, just because one is stereotyped. So you're the stereotype there, the father is the one who says, oh no, you're not going dressed out like that. That's him being protective, that's him being a father. That's, I wouldn't at all suggest that's to do with anything to do with the male-female dynamic. But a mother is probably just as likely to think, I don't want my daughter going out like that. So is it that kind of natural inherent stereotype that's causing just as many problems as the actual overt people saying comments, making comments, and... We had, yesterday, we had a story about a BBC East Midlands Today reporter who was preparing a report on harassment, who was herself harassed by a man on the street at the time she was producing the report. And it's things like that that really life-making it's unfortunate.
I think with stereotypes, like, it is difficult because they are always going to be there, but I think that's one of the challenges that gender equality has to overtake. Of, you shouldn't have a stereotype of being like, oh, if you're a woman, you will work for seven, you'll work for 7 years after you graduate, and then you'll have a baby, and then your career will never be the same again. That's a stereotype which really needs to be overcome, as well as, like, obviously it's not a stereotype, but the pay issue and the pay gap. So things like that, I think stereotypes need to be overcome. It's very difficult because they are obviously entrenched in you from, like, really from when you, from primary school, from whenever you can really start to process things like that. But I think that's why it's good that these campaigns are happening now, and they're targeting people in primary schools, they're targeting people in secondary schools. So it's really, I think it's going to take a while, but I think it's a generational thing, as these stereotypes are hopefully beginning to be sort of challenged and stamped out.
This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.